The investment income that keeps the Veterans Trust Fund going has dropped along with the stock market in the past 2 years. It's now at $29.5 million, $10 million smaller than it was in 2001. Not only is there less money to lend, but there are more vets eligible to borrow because eligibility rules have loosened, making it easier for even Guard and Reserve members to access benefits. State Veterans Department Secretary John Skoko says one way to keep the fund solvent is to funnel Indian gaming dollars through it.
I just finished a visit to all the Indian nations, and we talked about that. And part of the some of the concern was more Indian gaming money should come back through the Veterans Department to them to help their veterans on the tribal lands.
Recycled casino fees paid to the state are already funding Veterans Service staff people on reservations. Now Skokos is working on a memorandum of understanding that would allow the use of state veterans funds for home loans on the reservation as well. In addition, tribal casino fees are also filling a gap in funding for the State Veterans Museum in Madison. The museum suffered budget cuts in the last cycle. Skokos says it's appropriate for tribes to play a role in funding the museum that recognizes their members' service to their country, as well as that of all the other veterans in the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.